Just in terms of this issue that has come up of the mandate, I mean, the mandate is, I think, a fairly clear one. If I can just recall it now, just to ensure that there's no misunderstanding about it, the ministerial decision of the 7th of December, its first paragraph was as follows: members agree to put in place an interim mechanism as set out below and to negotiate on an agreement for a permanent solution for the issue of public stock holding for food security purposes for adoption by the 11th Ministerial Conference. So, I mean, I think the mandate is actually fairly clear in all of that. Obviously, what that permanent solution is up to members to work through, and I think some of the exchanges that we're now having are helping, I think, to give an idea of where members are going in that area. Of course, the way in which you get to that conclusion is also, I guess, something that members are free to discuss further. I mean, if individual members want to bring forward their own experience with public stockholding programs and highlighting, you know, different concerns that they have with the current constraints, then that's something that members, of course, are free to do in order to focus attention on what I think some members see as the constraints that they may feel the current rules apply in this regard, but also to encourage reactions from other members about how they see these rules. So just one clarification. I read out the mandate from the Bali Ministerial Conference. Obviously, there was this important further decision last November where we did all agree to, I think, apply our best endeavours to finding a solution by December of this year, December 2015. The actual issue, you know, was not changed in that decision. It's an agreement for a permanent solution for the issue of public stockholding for food security purposes. So I thought I would just clarify that in case there's any further querying of that. We all know that we're in the right room. I will leave it at that and see if there are any further comments. All right. Well, I think with those exchanges, it would seem that we've perhaps exhausted the discussion for the purposes of this afternoon. I think what we saw this afternoon was some elaboration of the points that members had been making both in support of particular approaches, as well as some of the concerns that had been expressed in relation to those approaches. We had members coming forward to highlight perhaps in with greater emphasis than we have in the past about some of the safeguards that were in the Bali decision regarding the interim mechanism that they considered to be important. And I did hear, I think it's fair to say, a receptiveness on the part of the G33 to consider those views that members have made in this regard. We also, of course, have the US submission, which a number of members have said that they would like to look at in more detail and to consider that. So I will basically take members' advice on that. I think we now have these two submissions as part of our sort of context for this discussion. But I would just emphasise, you know, going back to this issue of the mandate, that, you know, there is no, I think, particular monopoly on solutions to this issue. Obviously, the mandate makes it very clear that, you know, the goal is to reach an agreement on a permanent solution. Exactly what that permanent solution comprises is really up to members, and it does seem to me that you know, members do need to listen very carefully to what each is saying in this area to see if that offers an opportunity for them to try and take the discussion forward in a particular way. And I do think, and I'll say it again, I think there is a collective responsibility on everyone to participate in this discussion, because obviously we're not going to arrive at an agreement without that kind of engagement. So I will continue to consult with members on these issues and how we take them forward. You know, I think that it's also very incumbent on members here today to reach out to one another, to particularly on World Happiness Day. I think you should all reach out to one another. Don't be shy. And have a discussion about this, because if we're actually interested in outcomes, it will require, I think, us all moving a wee bit from our respective sort of comfort zones into an area where we consider, you know, what in fact might be possible. And it's the same issues that we faced, of course, at this morning's meeting on the post-Bali work program. So I will take things forward. And I'll be in contact with delegations in that regard. I would invite any delegations who want to talk about any particular aspects of this in the interim to approach me as well as other delegations to discuss those things. But I would just sort of suggest that today at least might be seen as the beginning, even if it is still rather tentative, of a deeper discussion on these issues that we see highlighted in this proposal and in the mandate that we have before us. So with that, I think I'll wrap up this meeting and wish you all a good weekend, and I'll be seeing you all quite soon, I'm quite sure. Thank you.